Issues Etc. regular guests Pastor Matt Harrison, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be speaking at the premier worship conference of 2011. Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's July 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. For more information on the worship conference, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare, visit Seward2011.org or call 402-643-2983. All right, it's time for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. We're always reading your blogs. Jeff found a doozy this week. He had to go back 3 years, but it was worth it. The Issues Etc. Blog of the Week is when we pick a blog post from one of our listeners who has the Issues Etc. widget at their blog. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. Let us know you have your blog and where it is. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, and maybe we'll pick it for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick, yesterday marked the 3-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. after being canceled by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And this was, of all the blogs, and thanks again to all the bloggers who came to our defense when we were canceled, this one was the best. It was by Pastor Christopher Eskett, who was a guest yesterday, in his blog, Eschatology. So it's from a little more than three years ago, but it's so good I thought to bring it back in light of the 3-year anniversary. It's titled Thought-Provoking Article by President Kieschnick. Today is March 19th, and right on time, the March issue of the LCMS reported landed in my mailbox. As I read through the president's leadership news, President Kieschnick, that is, contained therein, I find myself glad that he raised the question, how do we share the gospel with youngsters who are plugged into their iPods most of their waking hours? It's a question I think about from time to time. If I ever get some serious time back in my schedule, I want to look into podcasting our sermons, building a daily office podcast, and other such things that I think might help my parishioners or they could use and could be useful for spreading the gospel. So getting back to our president's question, how do we share the gospel with youngsters and not so youngsters who are plugged into their iPods? And that's when it hit me. The kind of brilliant idea that flashes forth but is often not capitalized upon for lack of means, opportunity, etc. Here's my brilliant idea. The Synod owns a radio station. We could use their studio to start a radio program. You'd want to make it on the bleeding edge of what's happening in culture, politics, and broader church life. This program could interview all kinds of people, writers, musicians, pastors, deaconesses, missionaries, youth workers. Make sure to mix it up. On this program, you could also dialogue with people outside our tradition, both Christians and non-Christians alike. This program would provide lots of discernment for seekers, but also offer up some meat for those hungry to grow in the faith. The program would be solidly Lutheran, but appeal to non-Lutherans as well. The producer might throw in an eclectic mix of music for bumpers. You need a host who is intelligent and articulate. He should be orthodox, but not stuffy. He should be thoroughly grounded in the word, but totally plugged into the culture. He should be funny, but not silly. Perhaps we use some of our Synod's web presence as well. Promote it all over the place. Then, here's the big payoff. You could take that radio show and podcast it. Even hook it up to iTunes. That way, anybody in the world could listen to it anytime. Heck, if the people were really hardworking, could probably get 2 to 3 hours a day of material 6 days a week. Now, that would be a serious presence that could lead to serious results. We could call it Issues Etc. Maybe you could come up with a better name, but that would do for now. Wouldn't it be cool if our Synod had the foresight to get something like that going? You know, tap into the whole new media thing and get the gospel out to places and people our members can't reach. Right now, we're sort of stuck in the 80s, singing praise choruses and starting up cell groups. I think our president is onto something here. It'd be great if we could make this happen. I can't believe that I'm the first person to think of this. Oh, I almost forgot. I know of this guy who would be perfect for the job through a bizarre set of circumstances. He just happens to be available. My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Eschatology.
Oh, my goodness. Smartest listeners in radio. Mine comes, and it's appropriate for this week, and it's called God With Us. It's a great blog, and the post is titled When Patriotism Becomes an Idol. There's a lot there. You can read it for yourself, and we'll have a link at our website, issuesetc.org. Listen on demand. He ends by saying, you may well find me pledging allegiance to the U.S. flag on patriotic holidays like Independence Day, September 11th, etc., but it won't be in church. I look to Christ alone for forgiveness and salvation, and the worship service is where these precious gifts are delivered to Christ's people. There is no salvation apart from Christ, even in the greatest country on earth. Some may accuse me of being a hypocrite, but that just shows their misunderstanding of God's rule in the kingdom of the left and the kingdom of the right. God rules in the world as well as the church, but salvation is not found in the world, but only in the word and sacraments as administered in faithful Christian worship services, and we are well served when we keep this distinction clear. That's how he concludes his blog post, When Patriotism Becomes an Idol. I'm Todd Wilkin. In the second hour of the program, we'll talk with Dr. Alvin Schmidt about American civil religion and polytheism. Then we'll play Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week.
Ministry happens at church. This is a radio outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.